on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more. I've changed the locks on my door. It's too late now. I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and a Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. You taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. She said, don't call me no more. I've changed the locks on my door. It's too late now. I hope you understand. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and a Willie Nelson hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. Taught me how to say I just don't care. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and a Porter Wagner hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. You taught me how to say I just don't care. Yeah, you walked across my heart like it was Texas. You taught me how to say I just don't care.
Thank you so much, Coca-Cola Cowboy. That was Mel Tillis and Gaither with Coca-Cola Cowboy singing about Robert Redford and a few others, Willie Nelson, yeah. Eastwood, yeah. You name it. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Before that, we had Randy Newman's The Whammer Strikes Out, also from The Natural, which we heard at the very beginning of the show. We'll hear some more from that later.
Which, again, it
makes me cry every time.
Well, yes, and it is a little bit of a family, I don't want to say joke, but it is a bit of a family, I guess, you can bet on the fact that ES Beats is going to puddle at movies, most movies, and DJ Q-Nut was watching it with us, and she looked at me, and she's like, he's going to start crying. I was like, yep.
I watched, it's so funny, we watched Butch Cassidy, I watched All the President's Men, I watched The Natural, I watched Spy Game. What else did I watch? There was another one I watched.
I don't know.
Anyway, I was emotional in all of them, I got to be honest. Mm-hmm. And then we went to go see One Battle After Another last night, and that was a different kind of emotion. It's brand new film, and just unbelievable. And I just love movies, and cinema, and the art of it, and the film I saw last night. Like, I already have to go see it again. I've been thinking about it. Yeah. I know when it's a good movie, when I'm thinking about it the next day still.
Yeah.
And so there was a movie earlier this year, which is still my favorite film of the year, and it's not as good as the movie I saw last night, if that makes any sense. My favorite movie of the year so far that I've seen is a movie called Weapons, which is a very spooky, scary horror movie, but
something
it also,
that I will never be able.
But
to
it
see.
Also has comedy in it, and it was just really unexpected. I love films where I don't know what's going to happen next, and because you see so many movies, and you go see something, and you're like, you still don't know. I was just blown away by it. But then last night, this film was real cinema. It was a real film. It was just, it was art. It was amazing. And this, what he does with the road, and if you'll only know what I'm, you know, yeah. what I mean when you've seen it. What he does with the road. So Spielberg has been back to see this movie. Movie three times. We've seen it three times.
Which is wild.
And I guarantee the reason he's seen it three times is because of this sequence with the road. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It reminded me of Duel. It reminded me of Jaws. Just this moment with the road.
Well, clearly there's no shark.
It was unbelievable. And yeah, I love movies. So, sadly, one of my film heroes, seriously, one of my film heroes passed away in the last 2 weeks, Robert Redford. He was an amazing man in real life. He was an amazing artist on screen, behind the camera, in front of the camera, you name it. He was one of those people that I'm just lucky to have been around when he was around to experience it while he was making it. So every year, talking about me puddling or getting emotional or crying at movies, there's something else that I cry at every year. And everyone makes fun of me in the house.
Memoriam.
And it's the In Memoriam.
Yep.
At the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And if they don't play this next song.
Oh, boy.
For the In Memoriam, now that Robert Redford has passed, I'll be blown away. I hate this song. I'm not a big fan of this song, but I guarantee it's going to make me cry when they do this at the Oscars.
Oh, boy. Toodles.
They've got to do this one.
raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to greet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up. Keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying. Turning red, the cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
Recipes from a church cookbook. Surely if Redford took a look, he'd see that God had used his name to grant the potluck supper's fame. Maybe the holy spirited whiz wants to try the restaurant biz. His tricks with fish and bread aren't lost as a means of handling high food costs. Confess, I digress. Bob won't ever see this mess. But were he to gripe and groan, I'd turn it into Newman's Own. So would you like to try this cake? Here are the simple steps we take. Mix flour, butter, chopped pecan. Get a 9x13, lay it on. Bake for 7 at 350. Cool, this layer's ready to go. Now's when we add the sex. Our sugar's rated triple X. 8 soft ounces of smooth cream cheese. Then Cool Whip 1606. Mix and mash and beat it well. Use some milk if it's hard as hell. And then spread it over layer one. Next we'll have some chocolate foam. I make 2 packs of Pudding Mix. Dark and handsome chocolate tricks. Spread it over layer two. Oh my gosh, we're almost through. beans and meat bars. The meat are chopped. Sprinkle on with love and care. Think of them as Redford's hair. Then run your fingers through the dish and stuff it in your face. Make a wish that it were Redford's sweet affection, not my substitute, the confection. And that's why it's called the next best thing. Let's risk a one-piece fling. Robert Redford, if he knew it, I'd like to think he would not sue me.
That.
So good. That was Jody Faison with Robert Redford here on ES Beats. You're listening to ES Beats, our Redford episode, tribute to the late, great Robert Redford, part of my film education from the very beginning. We were talking about it just two nights ago when we were watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And I was remembering, I think I was 12, I was young when I first saw that film. Mm-hmm. And I remember, spoiler alert, I remember being so emotional at the end. I couldn't, because I remember when it was all like stacking up against him. I remember as a kid, I was like, how are they going to get out of this? Because they were going to get out of it. They'd got out of everything.
Of course.
And then they didn't get out of it. And yeah. I remember being so devastated as a kid. And I still get that feeling every time I see that movie. And I've seen it at least 10, 12 times.
Oh, sure.
But I still remember that feeling I had when I was a kid when they didn't get out of it. And yet I still love the movie. It's really weird. Anyway, yeah. We kick things off with The Way We Were, Barbra Streisand from the film with Robert Redford. In the middle there, kind of obscure, one of my favorites. I think DJ Grandpa and I used to watch it. I loved it. I've seen it at least three times. Mm-hmm. The Great Waldo Pepper, and the music was by Henry Mancini.
Oh,
and then after that, we had Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yep.
And then the last one was Robert Redford by Jody Faison. And you're listening to ES Beats here on RadioValentina.fm. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well.
It's been a fun show putting this together. I got to be honest. It was nice. Really, it was really fun putting it together. It's like, well, how am I going to... What song's going to come off to the next one? It's tough.
Yeah.
When you've got a lot of instrumentals from films.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the mood gets a little low and it's not really conducive to radio.
Hmm.
But thanks for sticking with us wherever you are in the world at 3:20. We've still got another 40 minutes left.
Absolutely.
So you know I've got some good stuff up my sleeve.
Yes, indeed.
Sure. Including some weird songs that you will have never heard.
Weird songs? Shocking.
Well, I guarantee you've never heard this next one.
I don't doubt it, love.
This next song is called Robert Redford Smile.
Okay.
And it's by the Summer Dolls here on ES Beats.
Okay. Toodles.
Thank you.
Monster Block right there.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yes.
It was good, right?
Very good.
So let's take you back a little bit there. Obviously, that last one was South American Getaway. Again, Burt Bacharach, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But let's go all the way back to the beginning of that set, which was a while ago. We had Robert Redford's Smile by the Summer Dolls. And after that, there was a theme that you couldn't pick out.
No.
And it was the Sneakers theme. And that's on my list for films we still need to see.
Which is such a good one.
It's a great movie. And everyone's in it.
It's such a wild cast.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Sidney Poitier, Dan Aykroyd, River Phoenix, Robert Redford, Ben Kingsley. I mean, the list goes on.
When you think about it, what a weird combo. Not weird, maybe, but...
And it's all here in San Francisco.
An eclectic combo.
It's all filmed here in San Francisco. And the only thing... It's really far-fetched. Obviously, it's all about espionage and code-breaking everything. But the most unrealistic thing in the whole movie is that Robert Redford can find a spot, parking spot, on the Embarcadero in like 2 seconds. And then after that, we had I Had a Farm in Africa by John Barry from Out of Africa. That was for DJ Grandma.
Oh, such a good one.
Then we had Winning, very short song by Randy Newman from The Natural. Mm. And then we had two from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid by Burt Bacharach. We had The Old Fun City, which is that New York sequence with all the sepia photos that they superimposed in while they're traveling to Bolivia. And then The South American Getaway when they are in Bolivia, also by Burt Bacharach. And so for those of you that are now probably on a Robert Redford kick, because I've been on it since, sadly, he passed away, I've watched a lot of Robert Redford. It's all I've watched, actually, at home since he passed. And I watched Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, but I also found on Prime, for those of you who are Prime members, Amazon Prime, they have a documentary about the making of the film that came out right when it came out. So it was
Butch Cassidy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's only an hour long. And it's George Roy Hill, the director, and it's him talking about the film. And there's some really interesting little tidbits in there. It tells you why he did the music sequences, because there's 3 music sequences in the film, and then there's no other music. There's no music in that film when anything's happening. He only does it when there's these 3 music montages. He does it with the raindrops falling on my head, with the bicycle.
Which is a great scene. I like that one.
And then he does the New York one, and then he does that little one we just heard, the South American Getaway. And he does it for a reason, but you should watch the documentary to find out what that reason is. It's really interesting.
Oh.
But yeah, it's great. And yeah, you listen to ES Beats. We're here on RadioValencia.fm. We've got 19 minutes left. We've got a lot to fill in.
Oh, geez.
Let's just play one song here because it is about the Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. And then we'll just leave Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid behind because we've done everything there.
That's
so
it?
Play this song and then we'll come back. This is a modern song about it's about a dream a guy had that Rob Redford was in. But my favorite thing about this song is, and I don't know if it's deliberate or if it's an accident, but he talks about Robert Redford being in his dream, but then he calls him Butch Cassidy. Well, Robert Redford was the Sundance Kid.
Yeah. Oops.
Here you go.
Toodles.
That was the Gherkins with Mike Robert Redford and Thanks for Nothing. I love that song. It's a great song. I remember when it came out. Out of all the songs about Robert Redford we played today, that's the one I remembered. So yeah, we're coming up on the last few songs of the show, everyone. I'm sorry to say, but I hope you've really enjoyed it. We've got a few left. And I was talking earlier about how he obviously made some amazing films in his career as a producer, as a director. We didn't play anything from The Horse Whisperer, which I've been watching without you because the beginning was tough.
That's a little too much for me.
But just phenomenal stuff. But as an actor, just amazing. And just really owned the camera whenever he was in front of it. And I guess behind it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a generation, like our kids, if it wasn't for us, like making them watch things like Butch Cassidy and the Sting, which they loved, they wouldn't even know who he was except for Marvel. So he was in two Marvel movies. There's been, you know, umpty-umpt Marvel films. I've seen all of them.
Sure.
And the two, in my opinion, two of the top five Marvel films Robert Redford was in. He was in Captain America Winter Soldier, which was brilliant. Which was almost like a 70s espionage film, even though it was a superhero film. And then he was in Endgame, which is the best Marvel movie. Mm. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier, about how he made all these great films. He was just amazing and everything. But he somehow, in a weird way, and if you've watched as many films as I have, he's in some of the best films. It was films with the best endings. Like, even Butch Cassidy, the way that ends, The Sting, the way that ends, they have these amazing endings. So these next three songs, I think, from films with some of the best endings of all time, including starting with Avengers Endgame, which he is in. And you've got to go through 24 films, I think, to get to this, which is what makes the ending so amazing.
Oh, boy.
And maybe that's an exaggeration. This scene, when this happens in the film, I mean, it was like Star Wars when he says, you know, you're all clear, kid, let's blow this thing and go home, when he blows up the Death Star. It was Smile, You Son of a Bitch from Jaws. Like, this movie, the end of Avengers Endgame it's up there. It's top five endings of all time.
Mm.
And this was Portals. And Robert Redford was in it.
Ah.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Thank you.
Beats. Thank you so much for joining us today. That was three of the best finales to any films ever made. Avengers Endgame, Spy Game, and The Natural. And, you know, baseball season's ending tomorrow. They won again today. 21st Amendment is closing tomorrow. And Robert Redford left us. It's been tough. But what do they say? Don't cry because they've gone. Smile because it happened. Toodles.
They do not go gentle.